From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Back in August, NASA launched its first flight of the Artemis 1 mission, which hopes to reestablish the presence of American astronauts on the moon so that they can stay there long term. So in less than a week, the Orion spacecraft will be returning to Earth, and the results of that trip will tell us whether or not Orion is ready to actually transport people on its next mission. Joining us to talk more about Artemis 1 is Associate Professor Brian Jackson from the Department of Physics at Boise State University. Brian, it's really nice to have you back on the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, so Brian, why in the world are we going back to the moon? I mean, what's the goal?
Why not, Gemma? Why not?
Okay, why not?
Yeah, I mean, the moon is like our closest neighbor in space. And so if we as a species want to explore beyond the Earth, the moon is going to be the first stepping stone. We got to be safe on the moon before we can get anywhere else. So I think the moon is a really good target for that kind of exploration.
Oh, so Artemis 1 is just the first mission, correct?
That's right. Artemis 1 is a mission in a series of missions as part of the Artemis program. This is basically the follow-up to the Apollo program. You've got that Apollo and Artemis twin gods. And so the whole Artemis program is all about putting people on the moon more or less permanently, building a base on the moon.
So if this is the first mission, I'm assuming there are or will be more missions scheduled.
That's right. So the Artemis program has five missions planned right now. And as we get farther and farther along in the schedule, of course, the dates and the plans are more and more notional. But Artemis 1 is the mission that's in orbit around the moon right now. The spacecraft's headed back to the Earth. Artemis 2 is scheduled for launch in May 2024, and that'll be the first crewed Artemis mission. Artemis 1, as you know, is not crewed. It's really just a test of the spacecraft. So Artemis 2 will have people on it. And then they're going there from there forward, we'll have people on each of the missions launched thereafter.
Okay, so when you talk about people being on these missions, though, are you right now talking astronauts, not just regular folks who want to go check out life on the moon?
Oh, I can't wait for that, Gemma. Really, that would be great. But yeah, for the foreseeable future, it's going to be astronauts. So, people with a lot of training, people with a lot of knowledge. But yeah, I mean, I would hope within our lifetimes, you know, going to the moon for the weekend would be a feasible kind of trip.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a little something about myself. I always joke that back in the days when they thought the Earth was flat and, you know, explorers went out to see that it wasn't flat, I would have been one of the people being on land being like, yeah, you go check that out and let me know what you find. And I kind of feel like that about the moon.
Oh, right? I'm on board with you. I have all the respect in the world for these very intrepid, brave explorers.
Yeah.
I would love to go to the moon, but I don't want to be the 100th person on the moon. I want to be like the 100,000th person on the moon. So I'm going to wait till it's like a safe trip, but I would love to go someday. Yeah.
Okay, so during this trip, so if I have this right, the Orion spacecraft took off from Earth 20 days ago. And so during this trip, it's traveled the farthest from the Earth right now than any other spacecraft that's been built for humans. Is that correct?
Yeah, I tried to look up this information. I think it's the farthest in two senses. First, it's actually the longest distance that any spacecraft that is intended for carrying people has ever traveled. But then also, it's the farthest from the Earth that any human spacecraft has ever traveled. So it's actually far in two ways.
So what's it been doing during this mission?
So the Artemis 1 mission is really about checking out all their hardware and operations, making sure that we know what we're doing. I mean, NASA has not sent people to the moon since 1972. That is a long time and a loss of a lot of institutional knowledge. And so we want to make sure that when we send people to the moon, they can get up there and come back safely. And so making sure all the hardware works, all the operations works, that's the point of Artemis 1.
So their Orion is scheduled to return December 11th, so next week. Where is it set to touch down?
It will land in the Pacific Ocean just off the coast of San Diego. And so there's a crew of specially trained naval sailors who will go out and actually recover the spacecraft.
Okay. I don't mean to sound really dumb, but this might, so my apologies. So I'm trying to wrap my head around this mission and sending astronauts back to the moon and everything. So is Artemis or I guess the Orion similar to the shuttle missions, to the space shuttles that I know now are out of commission? But I mean, hopefully safer than those. But I mean, is it similar in that regard, so we can kind of visualize, you know, this putting people on the moon again? Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, no, the spacecraft is pretty different because the space shuttle was all about orbiting the Earth and then coming back down kind of under glide. The Orion space capsule is not really intended for that kind of mission. And so people should really be thinking more like the Apollo kind of bell shaped capsule when they're thinking of Orion.
So part of the goal is to, as you mentioned, put a base camp on the moon. So what is next then in this mission once Orion returns to Earth?
So of course, Artemis 1 is coming down next week. And so the next mission after that is Artemis 2. That's slated to launch in May 2024. And that will have 4 people on it. That's what the plan is anyway. 3 American astronauts and 1 Canadian astronaut. And then there's a series of missions sort of steadily ramping up where the Artemis 2 is going to be a 4-person lunar flyby. Artemis 3 is a 4-person lunar orbit with a landing. And then kind of progressively more and more habitation on the moon until eventually, probably out in the 2030s, 2040s, thereabouts, there's plans to establish a more permanent base on the moon.
So another thing that's kind of neat about this is that, you know, when I was a little kid, you know, astronauts were still, they weren't flying to the moon anymore. But, you know, I remember the space shuttle launches. I remember, you know, astronauts. You know, doing these missions and you could dream of becoming an astronaut. And then, you know, it kind of stopped. And as you talk about this, I'm like, oh, wow, little kids right now. I mean, if they dream of going into space, I mean, it could really be a reality for them as they grow and even could become astronauts again. And we really haven't seen that in a couple of generations.
Yeah, I think it's a real exciting prospect. I just watched this last weekend with my 9-year-old, the movie 2001, you know, filmed in 1968. It was looking to a distant future in the year 2001 when we would have people actually out in the solar system. And so my daughter was kind of puzzled by the fact that we didn't yet have those things out there, even though it was, you know, 20 years after the movie was set. But I think that the Artemis mission, it really raises the prospect of human exploration throughout the solar system. So I hope before too much longer, hopefully within our lifetimes, we will have people on another world, moon, Mars. I think that's going to happen.
Yeah, Brian, you've been studying space for quite a while now. What's it like? I mean, how exciting is it to see NASA going back to the moon like this?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. The students growing up now, going through school now, are the first generation of students to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there are worlds beyond our solar system. The existence of those worlds was the subject of philosophical speculation for hundreds of years. And now we know of worlds beyond our solar system. And I think it's very likely within the next few decades that we will detect life off of the planet. So not only will people be out there in space, we're going to find other things out there too. And so it's a very exciting time to be in space science.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show and hopefully making many more of us excited about this. Really appreciate your time, Brian.
Thanks very much.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.